Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to begin the second half. Can I introduce to you Monsieur Didier Agide, who is going to introduce the first half of this afternoon, this evening. Thank you very much.
Well, I travel under the so-called English Channel to introduce you to two of my friends. One is here in the back. His name is Gunn. It's not that important, but he can sing. That's why he's here tonight. The other one is Georges Brassens. Georges Brassens died 28 years ago. That's why he's not here to sing tonight. In case you don't know, Georges Brassens is extremely popular in my country. Most adults in France can mumble you a handful of his songs, and he sold millions of records. Georges Brassens was, in 1952, when he became famous, the exact opposite of what, in those times, people considered as a singer. The man is stout, his hair is too long for the time, his hair has never met a comb, is extremely shy, he mumbles, looking at his feet, sweat pouring from his chin, and he uses rude words to describe incredible situations like a gorilla raping a judge, housewives trying to cut off the genitals of policemen who, happily enough, haven't got any. Sorry, Terry. Half of his songs has been censored in radio programs for years, but he didn't cut his hair and went on with rude words and gained self-confidence. And the public accepted him so well that a few years later could find one of his records in nearly every French school. More than 700 streets, squares, schools, libraries, theatres and other places wear his name, including the largest park in Paris, which is called Le Parc Georges Brassens, including Georges Brassens Platz in Basildorf, which is near Berlin. Nobel Prize Gabriel Garcia Marquez said once that Georges Brassens was the greatest French poet of his time. Right, but how will you hear, appreciate, if you can't understand the words? Don't worry. Alex Capranos, who is the founder, the singer and guitarist of the group Franz Ferdinand, wrote about Georges Brassens. Even if you can't appreciate the words, the melodies are simple and beautiful. Alex Capranos also said, Brassens' lyrics were more subversive than Dylan or the Sex Pistols, and he wrote better tunes than either. Either is Bob Dylan and... jazz connoisseurs and jazz musicians like Sidney Bechet and Lionel Hampton, who both recorded some of his tunes, considered his music had all the elements of jazz music. Swing, laid-back voice, harmony. Together with Gunn, we wrote a chapter of my book about laid-back techniques in Brassens' music. Brassens was unique. Film star Pierre Brasseur said, he was the kind of man who makes an impression on you without moving an eyebrow. And Jake Sacre said, he was a great oak tree. Brassens La Révolte Tranquille, the name of the show you're going to see, means the quiet rebellion. Good singing is quite different from Brassens' approach. He thinks, and I do agree, that there's no interest in trying to be a clone of the master. There's a lot to learn in listening to this man who respectfully gives us Brassens' inheritance through his musical techniques taken from people like Jimi Hendrix or Big Bill Broussey. Today, more than 1,000 singers in the world have recorded and published Brassens' songs. Yet, Brassens' closest friends, and I'm a witness of that, have installed Gunn at the top of their top list. Now you can start. Gunn.